At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Hope you all had a wonderful, fantastic 4th of July. Back to work on a Friday. That really kind of sucks. But the weekend's coming up, so something to look forward to. I am going to be going on a little family vacation this upcoming week. I'm going to leave actually later this afternoon. So won't be with you as much next week, but it is the dead period, so I think everybody can live with that. I'll still have a couple episodes coming out here and there next week, but we'll be a little bit quieter, certainly. We are getting closer and closer to training camp, though, right? We will do a 53-man roster prediction here today and over the next episode as well of the show. We're going to get into the offensive side of the ball today. I'll also give you special teams, not going to hold out on that, and then do the defensive side of the ball early next week. But getting into the offense, I think it's going to be really competitive, back end of wide receiver, tight end potentially, certainly on the offensive line. We're going to dive into it here today. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. You can also hit that like button, notification bell, so you don't miss a show. You can check out ginjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Again, really appreciate y'all. So training camp, 3 weeks away, something like that, less than 3 weeks away. So the Jaguars, they're going to have to cut their roster down to 53 before the start of the regular season, right? It's going to be a more difficult process, in my opinion, than it has been in recent years, because you've got more talent. I think that you've got a deeper roster throughout in a lot of ways. It starts at quarterback, right? Looking at quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, CJ Beathard, who makes the football team? Obviously, Trevor Lawrence is your franchise guy, but you brought in Mac Jones with a 6th-round pick. I don't think that he's going anywhere. I think the Jaguars are going to try to stash CJ Beathard as a practice squad player, see if they can do that. And Mac Jones is probably going to be the backup. So I think that they're going to have two quarterbacks. I think when you look at running back, Travis Etienne, obviously, Tank Bigsby, not going anywhere. Year 2, 3rd-round pick in 2023. D'Ernest Johnson, the Jaguars brought back. And they also drafted Keelan Robinson, who they expect to be a special teams contributor early on. With these new rules, there's going to be two kick returners back there, so you're going to have Keelan Robinson back there as one of them. It looks like super fast, explosive football player, a little undersized, but I think he has enough mass on his frame, and certainly the speed, quickness, elusiveness, ability to make guys miss and just run faster than other folks out there on the football field with the ball in his hands, that he will contribute on special teams. And I think he'll contribute during his rookie year as kind of a gadget type of player at times for the Jaguars. He can do a lot. I think that he was overshadowed at Texas by a lot of incredible running backs that are now going to be feature backs in the NFL, Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Brooks. You also had Roschon Johnson. So I think that Keelan Robinson could have more productive years in the NFL than he did in college, just if he's able to get the ball in his hands a little bit more. D'Ernest Johnson, I think that he is a perfect break in case of emergency type back, right? Like if you have to lean on him a little bit throughout the season during periods of time where there's injuries ahead of him at the position, I think he can get the job done. If Tank Bigsby doesn't take that step forward in year 2 that we expect him to, because he has the talent, he has the mentality, he has it all going for him, he's just got to go out there and do it. If he doesn't take that step, D'Ernest Johnson can be the guy that comes in and spells Travis Etienne, who's your obvious starter, a guy that Forces misses tackles at an incredible rate, unbelievable speed. Get him the ball in space, and Travis Etienne's going to dominate for you. So I think that they're going to keep four running backs, two quarterbacks. Looking at wide receiver, they kept seven last year to kick things off. I'm predicting they only keep six this year because they, I think, are going to feel better about their top six this year. And I think that keeping seven last year was kind of a whiff. I honestly do. I don't think it was the best decision overall. I know it was hard to make that final cut, but they probably could have used some depth on the lines of scrimmage a little bit more, in my opinion. So at wide receiver, Christian Kirk is your starting slot receiver. He's going to be high volume target. Gabe Davis is going to be your starting X to kick off the season, a newcomer from Buffalo. Buffalo Bills. Players and coaches, they like to come down to Duval. It has been a common trend over the last couple years. Brian Thomas Jr., your first-round pick, he's the X factor here. Obviously, he's going to be on the football team, but he's the X factor in terms of, can he help really create explosives? Can he be that guy down the field that Trevor Lawrence can throw the football to? Trevor is an unbelievable thrower, deep balls, 20-plus yards down the field. He was awesome last year, but he didn't have a lot of guys making plays for him. Can Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis, to an extent, be those guys? Hopefully, the answer is yes. That would certainly help out the Jaguars' offense a ton. Devin Duvernay is going to be on the football team. The Jaguars brought him in, kind of replaced the Jamal Agnew role. He's a good kick returner, going to be back there with Keelan Robinson. But he's another one where he has the experience to play in the slot. He has the experience to play outside. If something happens ahead of him on the depth chart, he can execute. Like, he has shown that he can execute in the NFL. Parker Washington's having a fantastic offseason so far. He's a guy with a lot of talent that, as a rookie.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When he was called upon, you saw him make some great plays. You also saw him not knowing exactly where he was supposed to be all the time. So I think that going into year two, it's going to be about just executing his assignment every single time he hits the field. And if he can do that, I think Parker Washington can certainly be a quality backup for you, depth player. And then I think Joshua Cephas will be wide receiver six. You could certainly make arguments for Elijah Cooks, a couple other guys. But to me, Cephas has the most complete game out of all of them. What he will need to prove is that he can get the job done for this football team on special teams. Because back of the roster, you've got to contribute on special teams, no doubt about it. At tight end, this is an interesting one. Evan Engram, obviously. Britton Strange, obviously. I think Luke Farrell clearly on the team as well. So that's three. But I could see Josiah DeGuara making the team with the versatility he can bring. He can line up at tight end. He can line up in the slot. He can line up in the backfield. He can do a lot for you, and he's been a contributor for the Packers throughout his career. So I think DeGuara is really interesting. I think that, obviously, Josh Peterson, Doug Peterson's son, is interesting. They'll probably stash him on the practice squad again this year if I had to predict that. But I'm going to go with three for now. Josiah DeGuara being the odd man out after Evan Engram, Britton Strange, Luke Farrell. I think that could change because right now I have the Jaguars keeping four offensive tackles. Cam Robinson, Anton Harrison, Walker Little, Javon Foster. I would not be surprised if a team that feels like they need to protect their quarterback a little bit better on the left side wants to trade for Cam Robinson at some point in the next couple months. That would not shock me. He's going into the final year of a deal. So if you need a stopgap option and you have the cap space, that would not surprise me to see the Jaguars move on from Cam Robinson because they have Anton Harrison at right tackle. They have Walker Little at left tackle. And Javon Foster, they drafted him in the fourth round. You're not going to cut a player you drafted in the fourth round. You're just not going to do that. And I think it's not super common for teams to have four pretty much exclusive tackles, right? When you have a fourth tackle, that's usually someone who can play guard. I've asked the Jaguars, I've asked Doug Peterson, does he think Javon Foster is going to play guard for them? He said at this point, it's just tackle. Now, could he play guard, you know, as a backup down the road? Maybe. But at this point, they're just working him at tackle. Anton Harrison is just a tackle. Cam Robinson is just a tackle. Walker Little, it's hard to say if he can really play guard. He was about to have the opportunity to do it last year. Then he got injured. And after that, it didn't look good when he was trying to fight back through injury. So I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm just saying, I don't think that I'm not predicting the Jaguars are going to move on from Cam Robinson, but it wouldn't shock me if the Jaguars get a decent offer from a team that feels like they need to protect their quarterback a little bit better on the left side. If the Jaguars decided, hey, we need to move forward with the future here. Anton Harrison, Walker Little, these are our future starters. That would not shock me at all. Walker Little is going into the final year of his rookie deal. I've said many times I would try to lock him up early if you could. I don't know that the Walker Little's camp will want to do that, but we'll see how it all plays out. But right now I have the Jaguars keeping four offensive tackles, which is a lot. It really is. And then on the interior of the offensive line, you've got Mitch Morris, who's going to be the starter, even though the Jaguars haven't named him the starter. He is the starter. No question about it. Brandon Scherff, Ezra Cleveland, two starters at guard. Luke Fortner, the Jaguars, they drafted him a couple years ago. He's not going anywhere. Third round pick. Cooper Hodges, I think they like enough to keep him around. And then Tyler Shatley, the Jaguars signed him again. So, you know, probably going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar for what, like the 11th straight season for Tyler Shatley, which is really impressive for a former undrafted free agent. But yeah, that's the offense. That's 25 players right there. I think that I'd be kind of surprised if the interior of the offensive line doesn't play out with those six players being kept. I think that, you know, maybe Shatley, just because of age and obviously had the AFib situation last year, maybe he could be a surprise cut. But I don't think Luke Fortner and Cooper Hodges are going anywhere, and the other three guys are your starters. So that's how I see the interior of the offensive line playing out. 25 offensive players. I'll also give y'all special teams, save defense for next week. On special teams, you've got Logan Cook as your punter, one of the best punters in the league. Cam Little, the rookie you drafted, 6th-round pick out of Arkansas. Big leg, a lot of confidence. So we'll see how that plays out. I think that he's going to beat out Riley Patterson because he is more talented overall in terms of his ability to knock down longer field goals and get the ball into the end zone on kickoffs. And then Ross Matisic, he is a really, really good long snapper, one of the best in the league. So you've got a nice group of core special teamers there and a bunch of guys that are going to contribute on special teams throughout the roster. I think the Jaguars special teams unit should be strong again in 2024. Again, that leaves 25 players for the defense next week. We'll dive into it probably on Monday, but no guarantees there. Again, going on a little vacation with the family this upcoming week. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. You can also hit that like button, notification bell, so you don't miss a show. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good weekend.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.